Tri-County Forecast.
Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 30. Saturday, overcast at times. A few flurries or snow showers possible. Temps steady in the mid-30s. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, low mid-20s, and Sunday, sunny, along with a few clouds, high 35 to 40. Monday, partly sunny, high near 40, and Tuesday, a mix of sun and clouds, high mid-30s. Thanks for listening on WCDO, your Tri-County Heartbeat.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, live from Unadilla Valley tonight as it's the UV Storm Girls hosting the Walton Warriors. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Well, it's been the week of rotating color guys, and my guy tonight, my mainstay from football season, Skylar Thompson's back in the booth with me. Sky, great to have you.
It's great to be here in a gymnasium where we don't have to worry about what might be happening outside weather-wise. So.
No weather. We're nice and warm. I mean, this is why I really love basketball season. I don't have to worry about how am I going to dress for tonight's
right.
game.
Yeah, you never knew during football season.
We had a fun football season, went all the way to the sectional finals covering Delhi, that good Delhi-Tioga game. But since then, it's been a very busy basketball season. You've been busy because you're coaching the Franklin JV boys. How's that going so far?
Going well so far. I never know what to expect. Obviously, 3 years coaching varsity and then now doing JV. It's been a lot of fun. I got a great group of guys, and we'll see how it goes from the rest of the season on.
It's kind of an interesting scenario because Franklin, I believe, is only sending one guy over to Unitego for varsity basketball.
Yep.
So, I mean, we've been covering Unitego Franklin, and they're off to a nice start with head coach Travis Woods. But so you kind of had the opportunity of maybe I step away, maybe I do something else, but you decided, hey, JV, let's keep building the program.
Right, and I'm very happy that, you know, I am doing it because, as I said, I got a great group of guys that have gotten better every week so far, and, you know, we've played pretty much every game close so far, and hopefully building something up, and we'll see where it goes the next 2 years.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll set the scene. Walton visiting UV tonight, and we have another special milestone that might happen here on tonight's broadcast. So we'll talk about that when we come back on WCDO.
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Ultimas, Chevy Malibus and Sparks, Kia Souls.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto Sales has over 150 total vehicles on their two lots, including over 60 cars. And Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, live from Unadilla Valley tonight. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you on WCDO. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they do have local rentals, and they will get you approved no matter your credit situation. Visit their two lots, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Sky, we have someone who is attempting to join the 1,000-point club tonight. That is our special milestone. On Wednesday, we were in Sydney, and Emma Simmons joined the 1,000-point club for the Sydney Warriors. Tonight, it's Jacqueline Gransberry for Walton. She's 18 points away. Jack is averaging, 28.3 points per game right now. She's eclipsed 40 twice this year, including games of 41 and 47. So she can really, really fill it up. I think UV has their hands full here tonight. It's going to be fun to see if she can join the 1,000-point club.
It's always a special night when you have something like that as a possibility. And, of course, when it happens, I had the pleasure last year of seeing one of my players join the 1,000-point club. You're always curious to see how the players themselves, though, because sometimes they know, and obviously last year we tried to keep it from my player. I think she's aware, though, however.
She is, yep.
I was talking with Coach Backus before the game. He was saying she seems like she's pretty nervous and stuff, and sometimes that happens. So hopefully as the game gets settled in and stuff, she just kind of gets into the flow of the game, because she is a very good player, like you said.
Very good player. She played all last AAU season with my travel team, so I know Jacqueline very well. I saw her out in the hallway before the game, and I said, how you feeling? She goes, I've never been this nervous for a game. I said, hey, you're going to be fine. You just got to make that first basket, and it's all going to start to flow. I said, did you talk to Emma? Because she knows Emma Simmons from Sydney. And she said, yeah. Emma told me how nervous she was. And you know, what I thought helped Emma the other night is she got her first, I think, 6 or 8 points all from the foul line. And it was like she could just kind of settle in and chip away at it a little bit. So I guess you didn't give Matt any advice last year, Matt Serra, because you were trying to keep it a secret.
Yeah, and that's always tough, too, but I think each player is different, you know. That's what's so great about this game and all sports and stuff. Some people get nervous, some people don't. I never was close to 1,000 points, and I'd be nervous before a game myself. So, but you do hope that, you know, you can just kind of get into the flow of the game and let it come to you.
And that's the thing. I think we've seen so many over the years here on CDO where that athlete was so nervous. And sometimes we've seen it in a championship game or a sectional game, and it's like you got to worry about your team first and winning the game. And if it happens in the natural flow of the game, then that's great.
And that's kind of what Coach Backus was telling me that he was talking to her about. He said, just worry about playing the game, try and get the win, and if it happens, it happens, you know?
So much like the other night, we will try to keep the countdown on, but also not put a ton of emphasis on it. Because, you know, if she doesn't get it tonight, it's not a big deal. She can get it in the next game. She was saying, boy, it would have kind of been nice to get it on my home floor, as Emma did the other night. But she also said, I'm ready to get it over with and move on with the season. So we'll be keeping an eye on Jacqueline Gransberry tonight for Walton. Needs 18 points to join 1,000. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, it's the Walton Warriors visiting the UV Storm tonight, Mac Girls Basketball on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight brought to you by SFCU. Just a reminder, if you want to go back and listen to any of these games, they are in our game audio archive. It's all brought to you by SFCU. It's a free download. We do have that game up from the other night with Emma Simmons, and we had a nice interview with Emma after the game as well, which was a lot of fun to have her come over. I didn't know if she'd want to, you know. It's like, you just had this big moment. Everybody's trying to take pictures with you. We call her over to get the interview for the game, and, yeah, she was all about it. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you certainly can on WCDOsports.com. Here's the starting lineup. First for the Walton Warriors, and head coach Gary Backus there in the black uniforms tonight with the white and the orange trim, says Walton across the front of the uniform there in orange lettering. They start with junior number 4, Eve Foster, senior number 5, Haven Merwin, senior number 11, Ava Coons, senior number 12, Jacqueline Gransbury, and senior number 22, Makara McGibbon. On the other side for the UV Storm, led by Brandy Whitbeck, longtime coach. They are in the white uniforms tonight with the black and the purple trim. It says Lady Storm in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there. UV Storm getting a nice round of applause here from their student section. They start with junior number 2, Jaden Schrag, senior number 3, Cadence York, senior number 20, Maddie Sales, senior number 25, Bella Jones, and sophomore number 22, Natalie Crandall. Have you ever been coaching against a team that's going for 1,000? Do you know, if you're UV here tonight, are you saying, hey, let's try to shut her down and make sure she doesn't get it here on our floor?
I don't think I have, actually, in the 3 years I've been coaching at the varsity level. And I don't think when I was playing even at Oneonta in my, I don't think I ever was ever a part of 1,000 points, actually. Now that I think about it, it's a great question.
Good question, right?
Wow, is this going to be a night of trivia questions that I'm not ready for?
You know, you don't see it so much at the Class B level in STACK. Mm-hmm. I mean, in your time playing, did anyone in Oneonta get it? Because when Graham got it, I think it had been quite a long time since one of the Oneonta guys got it.
I don't think anyone was truly even close, to be honest. I don't think anyone was even remotely close. But I will say this. Last time we were here, we saw a pretty great light show, and I'm disappointed so far that they haven't incorporated those lights into the gymnasium.
The lights on the football field here are next level. They do a great job. So we are underway between UV and Walton, and the opening tap is won by UV. They're going to take it right down and get a wide open layup on the left low block from Natalie Crandall. And so here comes Walton down the floor for the first time tonight. Gransbury's going to take it right to the interior. The shot is good. Boy, that didn't look nervous at all.
No, she looked pretty comfortable on that one. That's what we're talking about. You want to just play in the flow of the game like that.
Very natural score, I will say that. Cadence York tries to answer with a little runner of her own. Missed it. Rebound for UV. Sales with a jumper. No, Gransbury a rebound. And Jack is looking to run back down the floor. Passes above everybody and finds a wide open player, Haven Merwin, for the bucket. And it's Walton 4-2.
And that was a great pass right there. She's showing no nerves at all.
7:10 to go first quarter. Walton jumps out to a 4-2 lead. Gransbury needs 16 now to join the 1,000-point club at Walton High School. UV bringing it back down the floor. Here's Cadence York to the hoop on the left low block. She scores and she's fouled. So York's going to head to the line here. This is a good sign for UV. They struggled scoring in a loss against Unitego earlier in the week. And Coach Whitbeck was saying, we have to find a way to put it in the hoop. Off to a good start here in the first minute tonight. York shot at the line, won't go. Rebound by Eve Foster. Foster will dish one ahead. Looking for Jacqueline Gransbury. Gransbury into the paint. Pull-up jumper, yes. Gransbury with four. Boy, again, Sky, I know we've said it a few times, but playing just as if it's a normal game here.
You mentioned the UV coach saying, we have to find a way to score. Coach Backus has a girl who scored above 40 just herself twice this year, as you said.
Yeah, 47 and 41 in two separate games for Gransbury so far this year, and multiple games over 30. She had 32 in a win over Lawrence earlier this week. UV with the basketball, five coming up on the shot clock as they work it around. Here's Maddie Sales, steps through. I don't think they're aware, and finally they're going to toss one up, and it's going to be off the mark, out of bounds, and no good. With 6:15 to go in the first, it's Walton 6, UV 4. Good defense there by the Warriors, as Walton will bring it back down the floor with Gransbury as they go right to left. Left wing corner here for Walton. E. Foster with a shot. It's long. Rebound Gransbury. Yes, the kiss off the glass. The ease at which she scores. Unbelievable. She's got six. Back the other way for Jaden Schrag. She'll pull it back out and reset as Walton leads 8-4. 5:50 to go first quarter. And now as Madison Sales tries to take it to the hoop, she's fouled. I believe by Merwin over on the far side. Yes. So 5:45 to go first quarter. And UV on the baseline will do the inbounding duties. Sales tried to get it in, but it was knocked away there by Haven Merwin. So 5:47 to go here in the first. UV will look to get it in again. Gransbury with 6 points in the early going. She came in needing 18 to get it here tonight. Schrag to the left side, tried to pump one down low. Ball stuck on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. Jump ball will give it back to Walton. With 5:40 to go here in the first quarter. And so the Warriors will do the inbounding. And they'll dish it off to Makara McGivin. She'll bring it down the right side of the floor. Into the corner now for Ava Coons. Tried to send one across. Intercepted here by UV. Schrag will chase it down. Finds York for the layup, and it's good. Cadence York now with 4 points. UV's keeping this close here. 8-6 the score. Walton on top of UV. And a three-point opportunity here is blocked, as that was Haven Merwin who let that go. It was partially tipped as she let that go. Schrag into the corner, finds Maddie Sales. Her jumper is good for a long two. And UV's guy having no trouble scoring right now. It's 8-8. 4:55 to go first quarter. Here's Gransbury into traffic. Collides between two players and is fouled. So here is the very talented eighth grader, Grace Wally, coming into the game. Sky, you're going to enjoy watching her as she replaces Ava Coons.
Yeah, you mentioned her in the pregame show a little bit, and I am very, very curious to see how an eighth grader plays at the varsity level.
I mean, she's already stands quite tall. I'd say she's got to be one of the taller players on the floor at, I would say, probably 5'10 already, 5'9 maybe, in eighth grade. Walton goes to the interior with Gransbury, splits through two defenders, and they're going to say that was an up and down. So 4:40 to go in the first. We're tied at 8.
And UV switched up their defense a little bit. They have number 20. I can't remember her name. I'm
Maddie Sales.
Yeah, they have her face guarding Gransbury the whole time now, making it tougher to even get her the ball.
Coach Whitbeck, I'm sure, is not going to make this easy for Walton here tonight. Here is Sales at the top of the key. We'll dish one off here for Cadence York. Sends her way through, and she got tripped, and we'll have a foul on Walton with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Tied 8-8. Foul's going to be on Eve Foster, her first team's second. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO and WCDOSports.com. Also on 92.3, our new frequency in Norwich. So Sales will be doing the inbounding duty. Feeds it into Cadence York in the left wing corner. York into the purple paint here, has to pull it back out and reset the offense. Tries to dish one quickly down low. Does find her player down there, Natalie Crandall, but she missed the right-hand layup, and Walton will clean up the glass. 4:10 to go first quarter. Still tied 8-8 between Walton and UV. Walton will reset the offense here. Coach Backus is yelling from the bench to reverse the ball here to try to get the offense going. McGibbon goes to the inside, finds Wally for a wide open layup. Good spin move there by Wally, and she finishes. So Grace Wally now gets her first 2 points, and it's 10-8 with 3:40 to go in this first quarter. Schrag back down the floor, intercepted by McGibbon. Looking to throw one ahead for Gransbury, but it was too far in front. She turned the Jets on, but couldn't get there in time. Sky, it seems like this new defense has thrown Walton for a little bit of a loop here.
Yeah, definitely. Walton got a few easy buckets to start the game, and then they switched things up a little, and it's been a little bit more of a challenge.
UV will look to get it in, but a five-second call reverses the ball and gives it back to Walton. Sky, I'm glad you're here tonight. Night number three of me battling through this voice that I kind of lost back during the Sydney game on Wednesday, but we're battling through. I can't miss these big games. You know, sometimes you got to play hurt, Sky, and that's what I'm doing here tonight. You got to battle through. Gransbury down low off the inbounds play, and she's fouled. She's going to go to the line for two. 3:25 to go in the first quarter, and it's 10-8. Walton on top.
Yeah, well, we knew you were going to fight through it, you know.
That's why they pay me the big bucks, you know. Big contract. My agent came in. We negotiated. And they said, you know, Nate will fight through the pain sometimes.
You don't even want to know the numbers you guys had to come into this one game one.
That's
especially
right.
Especially when I found out you were having a voice problem.
That's right. Had to call in the emergency color guy. Gransbury gets the first shot to go. That gives her 7 points. And her second shot is off the mark. Broadcaster's curse right there. And so Walton now leads 11-8, 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Back down the floor, York with a good pass. It deflected right back to her, though, and she puts it up and in. York's got six. Now a steal here by Maddie Sales. Sales got stuck in a tough spot, tried to bounce pass out of it. It was too strong. Rolls over to the far side, last touched by Walton. It's going to go back to UV. Boy, that was a hot potato there for a minute. So 3:05 to go in the first. Walton 11, UV 10. We got a good one so far here between the Warriors and the Storm. Right side of the floor for York. Gets a screen, and we got a foul. Going to be for an illegal screen here on Unadilla Valley. So 2:57 to go first quarter. 1 point game here. Walton is on top 11-10. Ella Beardsley checking in for Haven Merwin here for Walton. And so the Warriors will bring it down the floor with Grace Wally. They go to the corner now looking for Eve Foster. Foster pump fakes, wants to go to the interior for Wally. Little up and under. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound for UV. Nice rebound underneath by Natalie Crandall of UV. Schrag got tripped up from behind. Tried to throw the pass at the last minute. Went rolling out of bounds, and she won't get the call there. Now Ella Beardsley will check back in, and Eve Foster gets a break. 2:37 to go in the first. 11-10 our score. Walton on top. And McGibbon will walk it down the floor here for the Walton Warriors. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Now goes to Wally at the top of the key as Walton goes right to left. Left wing drive here for McGibbon, and she is fouled on a reach-in. Going to be on Crandall. I believe that's her second and team's fourth. Cora Johnson coming in now for UV. As Bella Jones actually got that foul. Excuse me. So Jones picks up her second. Walton will get it in with McGibbon underneath the basket. Finds Grace Wally on the right side. Wally to the interior. Finds Gransbury. Nice catch. Turnaround pop is good. And Gransbury's got nine, so she's halfway here, Sky, already in the first quarter. Storm quickly back down the floor here with Cadence York. Little up and under. Won't go. Rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with UV. Impressive start here by Gransbury. Needs 18. and she's already got 9 and not really forcing it at all.
No, she hasn't forced anything, but UV's made it hard for her to really even get the ball the last couple minutes here.
UV will get it in. Schrag from the corner. It's just a little long. Rebound is tracked down by Ava Coons. Walton leading by 3, 13-10, with a 1:55 to go in the first quarter. Walton with the basketball. Oh, a nice steal here by Schrag. There's that track speed that we know so well. She's going to take it in and scores. Jaden Schrag for 2. Makes it 13-12. An excellent sprinter and hurdler here for the UV Storm, both in the indoor and outdoor season. And she showed it right there. 1-point ball game, 13-12. Into the corner now. A 3 is up and good for Ava Coons. And that certainly helps the Walton attack as they now lead 16-12. Walton with some full court pressure here. Gransberry's going to get the steal. Looks to take it to the inside. Scores, count it, and she's going to the line. Gransberry with 11. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And she thrives so much on those steals and then going to the hoop, and she finishes so well. Wow, so just when UV Sky had cut it to 1, a nice little run here by the Walton Warriors.
Yeah, they turned the 1-point game into a 6-point one right now. It could be 7.
Gransberry to the line. Count it. She's got 12. 19-12 now the score. Walton on top with 1:17 to go in this first quarter. Again, Gransberry came in averaging 28.3 points per game. Nice dish off here by Cadence York. Missed shot there by Cora Johnson, and then a steal and a head for Gransberry. Breakaway layup for Jack. She scores, and she's fouled. 14 for Gransberry, and she's going to the line looking for more. And a great outlet pass there by Ava Coons, knowing that Gransberry would be up near midcourt, and she took off for the layup. So Gransberry looking for the three-point play here, and it's good. 15 in the first quarter for Jack Gransberry. And it's 22-12 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Storm with the ball here, under a minute to go. York tries a long 2. A lot of contact there, didn't get the call. Rebound for UV up off the glass is good for Natalie Crandall. And that makes it 22-14 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. So Gransberry is 3 away. Wally now with the ball. Gransberry's being blanketed here on defense as Walton tries to work it around. Here is McGibbon in the corner, 3 of her own. Hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Rebound for Cadence York. 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. York into the right wing corner. Ball knocked out of bounds. Going to be a foul on McGibbon here of Walton with 21 seconds to go in the first. And so Walton will come to the table here. Haven Merwin will replace Ella Beardsley. And it'll be UV inbounding the basketball here in front of the Walton bench with 21 seconds to go in the corner. It was tapped out and will stay with UV. Wow, I knew that Jack would try to come out and establish herself here, but 15 in the first quarter when you need 18, that'll do it.
Yeah, I'd say that's establishing herself in the game.
UV with a 3 here, and they bank it in. The bank is open for Cora Johnson. Makes it 22-17. UV only scored 17 points the other night in that loss to Unitico, so the offense is looking much better here. Shot for Walton by Wally is no good. A steal by Gransberry, but she gets whistled, I believe, for the reach-in foul. And this is going to send Cora Johnson to the line with 3.4 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Gransberry not happy with that call. She wanted that steal and wanted that layup. And so this will send Johnson to the line. And her first shot, no good. Second one coming. 22-17. UV at the foul line here late in the first quarter. Another shot for Johnson is good. Gets it to go. They inbound it to McGibbon. At half court, here's the heave. Oh, off the back of the rim. A nice heave, but it wouldn't go. High scoring first quarter here in New Berlin as it is 22-18. Walton girls on top of UV. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. We start the second quarter here. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you. 22-18 the score. Walton girls on top of UV, and Jacqueline Gransberry now 3 points away, Sky, from joining the 1,000 career point club here for the Walton Warriors.
You know what's funny is I feel like this game has been very good defensively, but it's been a lot more high scoring than I guess we realized too.
Totally agree. It seems like everybody's making shots, but the defense has been good. Just a really entertaining game so far. Here is York with a pull-up jumper in and out. And then the rebound by York. That won't go down. Trog comes out of the fray with the ball. Lost control of it. Walton will come away. And so Wally will bring it back down the floor and an aggressive man-to-man defense here for the UV Storm as they are blanketing Gransberry. A three on the far side for Walton is no good. Gransberry a rebound, pulls it back out, wants to take it to the tin. The floater for Jack won't go down. Rebound Wally, her chance is off the mark, but gets her own rebound and keeps it alive. Wally takes it right back to the rim, misses again. And the rebound this time by Cadence York. So three really good chances there for Walton, and it wouldn't go down. York is going to try to take it to the tin herself, and a traveling violation will give it back to Walton with 7:05 to go in the second quarter, still 22-18.
The other thing I was going to say is this game so far has had a pretty good pace to it, both up and down the court.
Yeah, it really has. Both teams are looking to get out and run. That's for sure. Gransberry, the jumper, skimmed off the front of the rim and no good. Schrag with a rebound. Shot out of a cannon, trying to go coast to coast, and she scores.
She really does. Wow. She can really fly.
She's got that track speed and brings it to the basketball court. 22-20 the score. Jumper now for Walton is off the mark. And the Storm will pull it down. Out-of-town score update is that the Unitego girls are a green. That's two first-place teams in each division in girls' MAC action tonight. Unitego leads 16-15 at the end of the first quarter there. That game is over in green tonight. So we'll try to keep you posted on that if we can. Pull-up jumper here for UV, no. And a rebound underneath, brought down by Ava Coons. So Gransberry trying to bring it back down the floor, and she is fouled by Adrian Hodge, who is literally connected to Gransberry's hip so far in this two-point game. And so this will be Walton doing the inbounding duties near the Unadilla Valley bench. Walton will get it in. They find McGibbon back into the corner, a corner three for Walton. They missed. Rebound underneath and a foul on Walton. UV hanging around in this game with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. A two-point game, 22-20. And back down the floor, here comes Jaden Schrag. This UV team looks inspired here tonight to hang tough against the Walton Warriors. They pass to the interior, down to the left low block. Working it around now, into the paint, looking for York. Her pass was a little too tall. We got a jump ball. And the arrow is going to give it to Walton with 5:42 to go in the second quarter. So again, Gransberry just three away. And she's got a new defender on her every time down the floor. It's got to be frustrating. Here's Eve Foster. She's bumped by Cadence York. And so it's going to be a foul here on Unadilla Valley. Second foul on York. Second on UV here in the quarter. With 5:37 to go in this second frame, two-point ball game. Walton will look to get it in. McGibbon to the top of the key for Eve Foster. Pump fakes. And now we got a foul underneath. Yeah, it's going to be on UV. This one on Madison Parker, who currently has the duty of trying to guard Jacqueline Gransbury. And Gransbury's just been trying to find a way to break free. So Walton on the baseline is going to have to toss it in. They go to the far side now with Wally. They try to go to the interior for Gransbury, and she couldn't get the pass. Schrag will take it away. Schrag had her pocket picked, but it went right to York on the left side as UV goes left to right. Now a steal. McGibbon looking for the leak out here for Gransbury. They'll try to throw it to her. Through traffic, Gransbury gets it, scores, and is fouled. Gransbury with 17, and she's going to have a chance at the line for 1,000. Sky, I don't even know how she got that shot off. That was incredible.
Didn't look like she had an angle to me. It looked like she was like behind the basket, to be honest, but there was obviously enough of one for the shot to go in.
I also don't know how the pass got there. McGibbon let that pass go through a lot of traffic, and Gransbury somehow came down with it and was able to toss that up and in. That was pretty incredible. Gransbury at the line. There it is. 1,000 points for Jacqueline Gransbury early here in the second quarter. We're glad to be here. As another local this week hits 1K, Gransbury joins the 1,000-point club. Sky, she's the 8th overall player and 5th female in Walton history to reach the milestone. She's the first Walton player to reach 1,000 since Mackenzie Clough did it in 2020. So a really great moment. They're going to pause the game here for a quick photo opportunity. They're going to give the game ball here to Jacqueline Gransbury, and I'm sure after the game there'll be a lot of photos with family and friends. Really nice Walton crowd here. Coach Backus giving Jacqueline a hug here at midcourt. You love to see it. A special player here. Again, the 8th player in school history to join the 1,000 Career Point Club. And it looks like we're going to be in the background of that photo. I'm not a fan of that.
I was going to say, I'm sitting over here realizing you and I may be in the background of a couple of these pictures.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I feel about that one either.
We will be forever and eternity in the photo.
Yeah. If this game for some reason doesn't get uploaded on the archive, we have picture proof now.
Picture proof.
But what a special moment that is. But now that it's happened, now you got a game to play because it's still a 5-point game, you know, so now you gotta, you know, refocus, I hate to say, but get back in the game and go, all right, now it's our time to play.
Exactly. It's one of those things where, okay, you got it out of your system. I think it's probably a good thing for Walton, and you're in a close game right now, and now it's off the table. You don't have to think about it. So you can focus on this game. Kudos to UV right now. They have played very, very well. We're gonna take a 30-second timeout. Gransbury gets 1,000. We'll be right back on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 5:12 to go in the second quarter, 25-20. Nice that they let both teams, maybe Walton took an official timeout there. I don't think they would just give it to you, but it was nice to have a breather before we reset and go.
I don't think I called a timeout. I said, Matt, it's over with. Get out there.
Get out there, son.
Well, seriously, as I said, what a special moment. And to be a witness of it is very cool. So I'm happy that you had me here. Well, as he said, the money actually.
Yes, we'll be paying you right after the game. No problem. Yeah. 5:10 to go here in the second quarter. We got a large duffel bag ready with cash for you after the game. A steal now by Walton in the backcourt. They'll look to bring it forward and a traveling violation on the Warriors. Back to what you were saying, Sky. We got a close ball game here. This means a lot in the MAC standings. These teams are in different divisions, but certainly in terms of the league record, both teams want this one.
And as you said, is it now more of a, it happened so we can settle in, settle down, or is it, all right, we knew this was good, because she did know. It's like, was that like, you know, the, I don't want to say the highlight of the night, but is that like what we were here for? You hope they're
exactly
here for the win.
The other night with Sydney and BG, it happened so late in the game. There was all this energy for quite a long time, and then it kind of, the gym kind of deflated, I felt like, after that. A shot by Gransbury is no good. Rebound for Jaden Schrag. Back down the floor for York. Pump fakes and then fouled as she takes it to the interior. And so this will send York to the line. And I've seen UV play a couple times this year. This is by far the best I have seen them play. They've really come to play here tonight against a very tough Walton team.
Yeah, they've impressed me so far. As their pace that they get up and down the court, the tough defense they're playing is great.
York has seven as she hits this first foul shot here. Second shot coming up for Cadence York. And this one is off the mark. Trying to chase down the rebound. Out of bounds it goes. And it's going to go to Walton.
And kudos to UV, because they've had a couple of their starters get in foul trouble as well. So being without a couple of those players and still only being down four is great.
Gransbury will float this one to the left wing side for Eve Foster. Pump fakes. Passes to the interior. Turnaround shot for Grace Wally. No. And the rebound by UV. So a four-point game with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 25-21 the score. Left side of the floor here for UV as they go left to right. And UV is going to get called for a foul. No, excuse me, Walton will get called for a foul. Gransbury was harassing the ball carrier at the top of the arc here and gets whistled for her second foul.
And so, now since I'll be curious, sorry to cut you off.
No,
I
you're
said
good.
I was just gonna say, I'll be curious to see how they attack her now, because with two fouls in the second quarter and Walton, you know, playing their defense they're in, do you attack her and try and have her pick up a third?
Here is UV with the basketball again, going left to right. Right wing side for Cadence York. Pump fakes. Takes it to the interior. Floats it down low. Stolen, but UV takes it right back here with Hodge. Hodge will dump one off inside, and we got a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it with UV. And so checking into the game now will be Mariah Taylor, replacing Natalie Crandall. With 3.5 to go in this second quarter. And the Lady Storm looking to inbound the basketball along the baseline with Mariah Taylor, one of the two freshmen that Coach Whitbeck has brought up this year. Now a steal by Gransbury in the backcourt. And she'll look to get it across the half-court timeline in the Storm logo. She does. Gransbury down low will dish one out to Foster. Back up to McGibbon. Pull-up jumper for her. Left it short. Rebound underneath by UV. Outlet pass to Schrag with 3:10 to go second quarter. And she'll slow it down. Schrag with a chest pass. Finds Taylor on the right side. Pump fake. Steps in for a jumper. Left it short. And rebound picked up underneath by McGibbon. Outlet pass to Gransbury. Cross midcourt, directing traffic. Gransbury with a little stutter step to the right side now. Will scoop one off. A three on the far side for Walton is no good. And another rebound by UV. Boy, you know, UV has done a good job on the glass, limiting Walton to just one-shot opportunities.
Which is so important. The fewer shots you give up, obviously the fewer they're going to make. So great job by UV, as you said, to limit one shot of possession.
UV misses a shot, and Walton says we can play that game. They rebound it right back, and they go into the right wing corner now with Ava Coons. Coons wants a long two, and oh, they're going to give her all three. So Coons with six gives Walton, lifts them up to a 28-21 advantage with 2:10 to go in the second quarter. UV pumps one to the interior, and we're going to have a foul on Walton underneath, I believe on Coons. With 2:10 to go in this second quarter. So York to the line here for the Storm, trying to keep this close. I think it's important for UV to try to keep it as close as they can before the halftime break. So York will settle in at the line as Natalie Crandall comes back in.
And something to pay attention to, Nate, is Walton's only got two players on their bench, so any foul trouble will be interesting to see how that plays an effect long-term in this game.
York now with 8 points, hits her first one at the line. That's a great observation. We should have said that during our pregame show. Walton does run with a pretty short bench. So So York's second shot at the line is good. She has nine. And it's a 28-23 lead for Walton over UV with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Gransberry with 18, and she has joined the 1,000 career point club tonight. She's looking to add to it here. Gets bottled up in the paint, lost control of it. Outlet pass now to Schraub. Back down the floor, good pass over to Taylor, and she scores. Taylor with the kiss off the glass, makes it 28-25 with a 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Gransberry across the half-court timeline now. Setting up shop, goes to the high post for McGibbon. It's taken away by Schraub, but then stolen back here by Walton. And in the backcourt here is McGibbon. McGibbon to the left side. Will float one into the corner now. Trying to set up the offense with Eve Foster. Foster to the top of the key. They reverse it all the way around to McGibbon for three, and she's got it. First bucket of the night for McGibbon. Makes it 31-25. The lead for Walton with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Here is Taylor at the top of the key. Goes to the high post. UV reversing the ball around to York in the left corner. Her shot's too strong. Rolls off the rim. Rebounded by Foster and an outlet pass to Gransberry. Now into the hands of McGibbon. 45 seconds to go in this second quarter. McGibbon dribble drive down low for Foster. Wants to pull one back out. Ball gets tipped away. Gransberry comes onto it, but then it's stolen by Schraub of UV. Schraub will try to take it all the way to the rim and does, but misses the layup. Rolled all the way around the rim. It wouldn't go down.
She really is fast.
I mean, she gets that ball, and it's like she's at the rim in about two steps, it feels like.
What events does she run? She must be a sprinter, right?
Sprinter, yeah.
Has to be.
Loves that 100, the 200, and the 100 hurdles as well. Foster into the corner. Back up top. McGibbon straight away. Three. No. Buckled on the side of the rim. Schraub with a rebound. Trying to use that speed. Gets across midcourt. Half court. Heave. No. Our halftime score. Walton 31 and UV 25. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Jacqueline Gransberry for Walton joins the 1,000 career point club here for Walton. Eighth overall player and fifth female in Walton School history to do it. So congratulations to her. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a minute on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
We're back underway here at UV. Schraub was able to hit a quick jumper for UV right off the opening play here, and Jacqueline Gransberry answers right back with a jumper of her own, so our score now 33-27. So Schraub with a jumper for UV, and then Gransberry a jumper. Now Gransberry a steal and a quick layup. She's up to 22, and she goes, it's all gravy from here on the 1,000-point club.
And now they're switching to a little bit more of a zone press. Walton is. The first time they came out a 1-3-1, that time was a 1-2-2. So it looks like Coach Back is making a couple of halftime adjustments.
Timeout's going to be taken here by UV. They want to talk things over. They want to make sure that this doesn't balloon up here. So we're a minute into the third quarter. Walton 35, UV 27. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Walton with the basketball. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight here on CDO. A three ball here for Walton from the right side. Won't go down. And Schrag with a rebound. Tried to bring it back down the floor. Lost it, and Walton's going to get it back. 6:47 to go here in this third quarter. 27 for UV, 35 for Walton. And so Walton looking to add to it here. They now go left to right in the black uniforms, the orange and the white trim. UV's in the home whites with the purple trim. Eve Foster at the top of the key now. Gets one to Ava Coons in the right wing corner. Back to Foster. Top of the key now for McGibbon. Gets a screen, goes far side. Three ball here for Walton. Too strong. Coons with the rebound. Turnaround shot. That won't go. York this time is there to Windex the glass and bring it back down the floor. York with a pass ahead. It was tipped. Goes right back to her. Takes it to the interior, and she is fouled by McGibbon with 6:15 to go in this third quarter. Walton 35 and UV 27.
And that's her third foul. As it brought up earlier, they only got seven players. So it'll be interesting to see if the foul trouble, as I said, does play a factor.
So York to the line. Will settle in, and first shot, no. Second one coming here for York as she looks to get into double digits. Second shot for York is good. So that makes it a 35-28 ball game here. Walton girls on the road, leading Unadilla Valley. Jacqueline Gransberry has joined the 1,000 career point club here tonight. And we got a tight ball game the rest of the way. A miss by UV. Schrag trying to take it coast to coast was blocked. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams fighting for it, and UV will come back up with it. They go back to Schrag. Far side jumper for Jaden is no good. Rebound underneath by Cadence York. Boy, it is a battle underneath there. And finally, they call a jump ball. A lot of contact by both sides. Both teams playing tough. Coach Whitbeck is saying, how did we not call that earlier?
And the crowd's getting into it, too.
My goodness. So finally, the arrow will give it back to UV. And at that point, you just worry, you know, that it's going to get too physical underneath there. York gets the ball to the left side, wants to take it to the interior. Nice dish off for Maddie Sales, and she scores.
That was a really impressive assist. I don't really know how she got that through there.
It looked like she was going to shoot and then kind of shoveled it over to her, and Sales was wide open. Five-point ball game. Walton leading 35-30. 5:25 to go, third quarter. Three ball here for the Warriors. Won't go down. Rebound for York. She's been a beast on the glass tonight, too. York trying to go coast to coast. Takes it inside and is fouled by McGibbon.
That's her fourth.
So here is that foul trouble you talked about, Sky. And they immediately, Walton does, sends Grace Wally to check in. And so McGibbon will come to the bench. And that's tough because she handles the ball a lot and is in control a lot, one of their senior leaders. York to the line. Her first shot is no good. You know, foul shooting is going to be key down the stretch here as well, Sky, so both teams are going to have to clean it up from the line.
One of the things with girls, though, is at the end of the quarter, they reset the team fouls. So unlike boys where, you know, if you're in the one-and-one early.
Very true.
Come fourth quarter, that resets.
Lane violation there on UV, so that second foul shot won't go down either. Remains a five-point game, so UV comes up empty on that trip. 35-30 our score with 5:05 to go in the third. Turnaround shot by Gransberry is off the mark, and a rebound for Schrag. And here she comes, quickly in transition. Schrag at the right low block, dishes it off, and it was intercepted. Gransberry back the other way. Gransberry coast to coast. She scores, and she's fouled. 24 now for Gransberry. You know what I like the most about that, Sky, is so many times on those breakaway layups, you kind of hold your breath because you're waiting for the contact. Gransberry absorbed the contact, was able to get it to go, but still able to land on her feet, too, and you don't worry about somebody taking a spill.
Yeah, you never know how someone's going to go down sometimes with contact, but she did stay on your feet, as you said.
Gransberry misses the foul shot, the rare miss from the line there, but she still has 24. 4:45 to go in this third quarter. 7-point lead for the Walton Warriors, 37-30. UV trying to chip away at it. A jumper by Hodge from the near side is off the mark, but rebounded and kept alive by Schrag. Now to York as UV goes right to left. Schrag back out for three. She got it. Jaden Schrag dials long distance. 9 points. And now it's going to be a foul on UV. 9 points for Schrag. Hodge was trying to do her job to get right to Gransbury and got whistled on a little reach-in. 37-33, Walton on top of UV. We got a good game here with 4:25 to go in the third. Walton's going to have to be careful. They can't afford to get into foul trouble. As Sky said earlier, only 7 total players on this Walton squad. They'll pass one down low looking for Grace Wally, but it was knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with the Walton Warriors. Gransbury comes in averaging 28.3 points per game. She's at 24 right now, so she's keeping that up. Warriors will look to get it in. Gransbury doing the inbounding duty and finds Grace Wally. Takes it to the tin, rolled out, swirled around. It wouldn't go down, but she does track down her own rebound. Finds Gransbury underneath. Shot won't go. Rebound for Coons. She puts it up. Jump ball and finally taken away by the Storm. Back down the floor for Collins. Rolls out of bounds and is going back to Walton. That was a freight train of people running down the floor, and UV just couldn't slow it down in time.
The pace has not slowed down at all from that first half.
Walton over the line. Coach Back is telling his girls to be patient here. With a 4-point lead, 37-33. Coons now into the corner. They try to feed it down low for Wally. Ball somehow stays in bounds and now does roll out and will stay with Walton on the possession. 3:35 to go, third quarter, 37-35 our score. Walton with the basketball. And they'll zip one over to Eve Foster on the right side. Goes inside for Gransbury. Gransbury will dish one off. Finds one of her teammates down low, and Haven Merwin, no. Coons gets a rebound. Her shot also won't go. And Merwin comes out of there doing a lot of hard work to rip down that rebound, and Walton will reset. 20 on the shot clock for the Warriors. They go to Merwin at the top of the key. 3 minutes to go in the third. Into the corner now for Coons. Her shot, too much mustard on that, and a rebound for UV. An outlet pass is stolen by Gransbury. Takes it inside, and she attacks and misses the left-handed layup. Don't see Jack miss many of those. With 2:50 to go in the third. Walton now resetting once again. Boy, bodies flying everywhere right now here on defense. Both teams and both coaches can't believe it. And finally, Walton's going to take a timeout with 2:40 to go here in the third and a 4-point ball game. We'll take a break. We'll try to dissect all this when we come back. Walton 37 and UV 33. We'll be back on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:45 to go in the third. 37-33 our score. Sky, how's my voice holding up? We still sounding okay?
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to tell you this, but I was texting Craig. I said, Craig, I don't know about Nate tonight. He's
We can just hand over the reins to you. What do you think?
I'm not going to say that I'm hinting at that or anything, but...
Hopefully, I promise to rest it this weekend for all the loyal listeners. As here is Gransbury. Got fouled. UV wanted an offensive foul. They're not going to get it. Foul's going to be on UV's Natalie Crandall. Yeah, I promise I'll rest it up. We'll be good next week. We'll probably be doing 2 or 3 more games next week as well.
Yeah, if you're asked to come back, I'm not going to say the conversation we're having.
2:40 to go here in the third. They might just hire you full-time. I might be out of a job on Monday.
Yeah, for soccer season.
Schrag down the floor, and she is fouled with 2.5 to go.
The student section is getting into it right now, Nate.
Yeah, the UV student section is coming alive. This game has gotten physical in the last couple of minutes, and it's really gotten the crowd back into this game. Foul was on Haven Merwin, her second. Ball in for York. York takes it to the interior, and she's fouled. Going to be on Ava Coons with 2.5 to go here in the third. Those fouls starting to pile up here for Walton. Haven Merwin's going to have to come out. That's the third foul on Coons.
You always like it when the student section gets involved, at least to me.
Oh, it's one of my favorite parts of the game. You know, as long as it's all in good fun.
Right.
Just having the noise in the gym is great. And I think, as York misses the first one, I think it's a big thing we missed during the COVID break.
I was just going to say that.
The gyms were so quiet.
It was uncomfortable, as I said, you know, to you before.
York at the line, missed the first one. Second one is also no good, and foul shooting is killing UV right now. York gets her own rebound, dishes one over to Collins, off her foot, out of bounds, will stay with UV as it did roll off of Coons just before it went over the line. 2:25 to go here in the third. 37-33 our score. And they'll get it into York. Turnaround shot, no, she traveled. This will give it back to Walton. And just when you think UV's going to cut it back to a two-point game, a turnover. Here's Gransberry in transition. She wants to take it herself. Tosses one up. A lot of contact there. No call. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay here with Walton. That looked like one of those plays where something's got to be called. But it wasn't. Walton will work it in. They go to Wally on the right baseline, or on the right low block. Jump ball is going to keep it here with the Warriors. 2:10 to go in the third. Physical play continues, and Walton's going to take a timeout here. Again, 2:10 to go in the third. Walton 37, UV 33. I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, Nate Lowell, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO. And Sky, with Walton leading 37-33, just over 2 minutes to go in the third, this student section really has come alive.
And we got a whole other quarter after this to go, so it'll be interesting if it stays this close, what happens. Because they have a pretty good turnout, I will say, tonight. And as he said, as long as it's all in good fun and, you know, they don't cross any lines or anything like that, it's great to have a big student section getting loud like this.
Yeah, good UV crowd. And the Walton crowd is a pretty good size, too. They made the long trip here, probably about an hour to get here from Walton, all to see Jack Gransberry join the 1,000 Career Point Club, which she did early in the second quarter. She needed 18. She's up to 24 points so far tonight to lead all scorers.
What did she have in that first quarter? I think it was 14 or something like that in the first?
15, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 15 in the first quarter as I look back at my notes here. So it was like, wow, you couldn't ask for a better start.
But credit UV for kind of slowing her down a little bit since then.
They did. Yeah, they really have. And they've made her really work for these points here tonight. UV with the basketball going right to left. Here is York. Dishes one over for Collins, and the jumper is good. Excuse me, for Natalie Crandall. Makes it 37-35. UV trying to spoil the party. If you get 1,000 points and can't come away with the victory, that would be a tough one to swallow here for Walton. Three ball on the far side is good for Ella Beardsley off the bench with some magic.
Banks it in. I like it.
Makes it 40-35 with a 1:15 to go in the third. UV sends it to the high post here for Bella Jones. Now working down low for Crandall. At her pocket picked by Grace Wally. Wally in transition is fouled by Jaden Schrag with 1:03 to go in the third. And so right now Walton trying to rotate people through to protect on those fouls. That's got to be a tough assignment for Coach Backus and his staff to make sure everybody stays clean here.
But McGibbon back in with the four.
Yeah, McCara McGibbon's going to have to play with those four. Ball loose on the floor here on the inbound. Little miscommunication. Jump ball. Going to keep it with the Warriors. With 58 seconds to go in the third. And a 40-35 game. Walton girls up by five here. on a long road trip tonight to Unadilla Valley. Walton looking to get it in, and they will. They go to Gransbury in the corner. Gransbury's got two on her, dribbles out of it, steps through the jumper. Oh, halfway down, and it popped free. Somehow she got that shot off, but it wouldn't go. 45 seconds to go in the third. UV looking to trim this lead again. As Cadence York with the shot, rebound. She gets it herself, dishes back out to Schrag. In the paint, jumper from the foul line is good for Jaden Schrag. She's got 11. Makes it 40-37 with 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Pass to the high post now is intercepted by UV. Here is Cadence York taking it to the rim, and she scores. York's got 12. It's a one-point game, 40-39, 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Gransbury for three, no. And the rebound into the far side corner, out of bounds, and going to go back to UV. The Storm could take the lead here on the last possession of the third quarter. Wow.
They're storming back?
That had to be said. 9.4 seconds to go here in the third. And UV can play for the last shot here of this third quarter. They'll bring it down the floor and work it to the high post. Shot is blocked at the buzzer as Cadence York tried to get that shot off. Fourth quarter coming up. It is 40-39. Walton girls on top of UV. Going to be an exciting conclusion coming up here on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The Walton girls cling to a 40-39 lead over Unadilla Valley as we start the fourth quarter here. Jacqueline Gransbury has 24 points for Walton Central, and Cadence York nets 12 points for the Storm. Jaden Schrag pours in 11 points for UV. So, Sky, this is going to be a fun one down the stretch if UV can keep making buckets.
Yeah, we got a one-point game going into the fourth quarter. This game's been all you could ask for, really. We saw the 1,000 points, and we've had a great game on top of it.
Yeah, this has been great back-and-forth basketball here between the Warriors and the Storm. Here is York into the corner as UV has the basketball going right to left. York finds Schrag at the foul line for a long two. Buckles on the back of the rim, won't go down. Rebound, loose on the floor. And finally, we're going to have a traveling violation on UV to give it back to Walton. And so a turnover will give this back here to the Walton Warriors as UV trying to spoil the party. This would be a big league win, but also spoil the 1K party here for Jacqueline Gransbury. Walton back across midcourt. McKibben into the corner, finds Ava Coons, and yes, hits it for three. Big-time shot there for Ava Coons as she has nailed 3 three-pointers tonight for 9 points.
I feel like every single one she's made has been a big shot, just like that one right there.
Walton leads 43-39. UV to the interior. A little jump hook here for Crandall, won't go down. Rebound for McKibben and a foul underneath by UV. UV going to the bench, as that is the fourth foul on Bella Jones. And so Cora Johnson will check back in, the freshman here for UV. 7 minutes to go in this fourth quarter, a 43-39 ball game with Walton on top of the UV Storm. Walton on the road here tonight in MAC girls basketball action. Three ball here for Coons again. This one is too strong. Rebound for Eve Foster, and she is fouled. And Foster will head to the line. And so Foster now will step in, looking for her first points of the night with 6:45 to go here in the fourth. Stay tuned no matter how this one finishes up, as Foster misses the first foul shot for Walton. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Foster's second shot at the line is good. Foul shooting will play a big part here down the stretch as Walton increases their lead to 44-39 over Unadilla Valley with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Far side for Schrag. Steps in. Big jumper here. Hit the rim once. Wouldn't go down. York, a rebound, will pull it back out. York to the top of the key. A three ball here for UV is no good for Madison Parker with 6:25 to go in the fourth. And out of bounds it goes, giving it back here to the Walton Warriors. Not the shot that UV was looking for. As back across the midcourt timeline, here comes Walton with McGivin. As Walton goes left to right. And now a steal by Schrag, and there's that speed down the left side of the floor. Schrag misses the layup, though. Rebound, Cadence York. And had it taken away. Schrag, at the last second, I think, overthought that and couldn't put it in. Gransberry tries it herself. Zips into the lane on the right wing side. It wouldn't go down. Coons with the rebound. Pulls it back down for Eve Foster. Foster for Gransberry. Three ball for Jack is no good. Too strong. And then on the rebound, going to be a foul on Gransberry, who was chasing after that. 5:45 to go, fourth quarter. And it's a 44-39 ball game. Walton clinging to this lead over UV. Timeout's going to be taken here by Unadilla Valley. So we'll step away. 44-39, Walton on top of the UV girls. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe and Sky Thompson with you here. My voice trying to hold out here for the last 5 or 6 minutes of this ball game with Walton leading 44-39.
I think it's getting better as the game gets on. You're getting warmed up.
Doesn't feel that way at the moment, but I'm hanging in there. Like I said, playing injured. Here's a steal by Gransberry on the left side. Gransberry going to take it coast to coast, missed the left-handed layup. Boy, we've seen her miss a couple of ones that she never misses. On the rebound ball, kicked out of bounds, going back to UV. And so the Storm will have it back here with 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Really feels like they need a bucket, Sky.
Yeah, it does. And what's interesting, though, is Walton came out of the second half pressing, and they haven't really done it since. And I thought it was working pretty well for them.
You think they're just worried about the foul situation?
It could be.
UV with the basketball, back out Schrag for a long two. No, off the back of the rim. Rebound Gransberry as she went in deep to grab that ball. Gransberry across midcourt, slowing it down a little bit, directing traffic with 5 minutes to go in this fourth quarter.
I think also just the fact that you only have two people on the bench, you don't want to get everyone too tired.
Gransberry, pull-up jumper, left side, no. Rebound, out of bounds, going back to UV. I agree, with seven, you got to be so careful, I would think. And Walton hasn't been in a lot of close games yet this year. So, you know, you really, it's different when you're in that situation where you're up 10 or 15 or 20. Here is Cadence York, jumper on the left side, too strong. Rebound loose, and York somehow followed her shot and got it, and then we have a whistle. Foul's going to be on Eve Foster on that rebound.
I'd be curious to know how many rebounds she had, because I feel like even on her own misses, she gets them.
Yeah, York has done a very nice job tonight, leading the team right now with 12 points, but really has just done a little bit of everything. Her and Schrag have stepped up big here for the Storm. Inbounds pass from Maddie Sales, finding Natalie Crandall, but she missed it. Back the other way, a rebound here for Wally, and she ran out of gas there as she went up for the layup and ran out of bounds with the ball. Just couldn't get her steps right there, it looked like, and just kind of almost gave up on the play.
Something like that.
Storm with the basketball at the top of the key. They go to the high post. Now to the near side for Maddie Sales. And had her pocket picked. And a steal by Walton. Cross midcourt timeline here for Haven Merwin. Finds Gransberry. Straight away three for Jacqueline. No. And she's been off the last couple of times down the floor here. Rebound for Schrag. Wants to take it to the interior. And we have a foul.
That speed is hard to keep up with. I mean, she got the ball back here and beat other players down the court.
Foul's going to be on Haven Merwin, her third. And here's our team foul situation. Walton with three, UV with two. And we'll see how that plays into it here down the stretch in this MAC girls basketball contest. Steal by Walton and then a reach-in foul. Going to be here on Cora Johnson. So that's UV's third team foul. And that will bring Bella Jones back into the game. First personal foul on Cora Johnson. 3:50 to go in the fourth, and the Walton girls cling to a 44-39 lead here over the UV Storm. A hard-fought MAC battle tonight. UV desperately trying to hold on defense and find something on offense. Merwin on the right side as Walton goes left to right. Coming up on 3.5 to go in this fourth quarter. To the high post for Wally. Takes it to the interior, and she's fouled. And Grace Wally will head to the line here for the Walton Warriors. With exactly 3:30 left. Big foul shots coming here for the Walton Warriors.
And 25 just fouled out for UV.
Yeah, so Bella Jones, one of their interior players, has fouled out. And so we'll see what Coach Whitbeck decides to do. She'll bring back in Adrian Hodge, who played some good defense on Gransberry earlier in the game. So Coach Whitbeck doing some shuffling of the lineup with 3:30 to go here. Wally at the line, first shot is no good. Skim the front of the rim. Second one coming. Big shot at the line here for the Warriors, as this one is also no good. And a rebound for UV. Hodge ahead finds Jaden Schrag down the left side as UV goes right to left. Now to Sales. Far side back to Hodge. Her pull-up jumper. Not enough air under it. Hit the side of the rim. And then on the rebound, we got a jump ball. Possession is going back to Walton with 3:18 to go. Eve Foster will check back in for the Walton Warriors, and Grace Wally to the bench. So both teams in a little bit of foul trouble in a tightly contested game. Coming up on 3:10 to go here, fourth quarter. Walton with the ball. Here is Eve Foster at the foul line. Pulls it back out. York is now guarding Gransberry. That's a good battle to watch between those two.
I've kind of been waiting for it to happen, and it's so far it's been pretty good.
Gransberry's been stuck on 24 for the last couple of minutes. And we'll see if she can break the schneid here. Walton will work it in. They go to Foster at the top of the key. Foster now to Ava Coons. They tried to pass it inside to Gransberry, but it was tipped out of bounds. York was right there connected at the hip. 8 seconds on the shot clock here. 2:56 to go, fourth quarter. McKibben on the baseline. Running out of time here. He's going to have to toss it in. Finds Coons. Interior pass for Gransberry. Pull-up jumper. No, but she is fouled. And we'll head to the line. 2:52 to go. You know, Walton's been stuck on 44 for a while. Difference is UV hasn't been able to score on the other end either.
No, the offense has kind of gone into a lull, I would say.
It's good. It's good. Gransberry gets the first one to go. She's got 25.
You used it first during football.
That's
season,
true,
so
I did.
So I had to get it in there myself.
It does fit well. Second shot, Gransberry, yes. 26 for Jacqueline Gransberry. And it's a 46-39 game. With the Walton girls on top of UV on the road here. in Mac girls basketball action on a Friday night. Pull-up jumper for UV for Hodge. Won't go down. Swirled around the rim and wouldn't go. And a hard collision on the rebound there. Wally went down pretty hard. I hope that both those players are okay. Appears to be all right. Wasn't sure if Wally hit her head there on the floor or not.
I thought maybe, but got right up. So
got right back up. UV will hold on to possession. Schrag will reverse it to the far side for York. York holding on to it here. Pull-up jumper for her from 12 feet. No, out of bounds, going back to Walton. Last touch by UV. And the Storm just cannot buy a bucket down the stretch here.
And as you said, you know, for Walton, they haven't been scoring much, but UV's had an even harder time here in the fourth quarter, which has helped Walton.
Gransbury across midcourt. Looks to set up the offense here. 2:20 to go. The clock is Walton's friend right now as they cling to this lead. Trying to gut out a road win. Pass to the interior here for Wally. She's blocked, and UV gets it back. A big possession here coming for the Storm with 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. York to the right side, and a reach-in foul on Eve Foster. Team foul situation, 5 on UV, and now that's 4 on Walton. So we could see a lot of foul shooting down the stretch here. UV will get it in. Schrag at the top of the key. Now to the high post for York. Takes it to the interior. Misses the left-handed layup. Rebound down on the floor. And somehow Schrag comes out of there with it. Tries to go back to York in the paint. York tosses it up. It's too strong. Rebound Gransbury with a 1:45 to go. And Gransbury is slowly going to walk it down the floor to try to kill a little time. Gransbury now goes to Eve Foster on the right side as Walton goes right to left. Now to McGibbon, top of the key. Walks her way over to the left side of the floor. Now reverses back to the right, and a reach-in foul on Maddie Sales with 1:27 to go. UV had to do something there to try to slow that clock down, and now this will send McGibbon to the line. So again, a 1:27 to go, fourth quarter. In a tight ball game here, Walton's Jacqueline Gransbury reached 1,000 points earlier tonight, so it's been an exciting ball game. And here is McGibbon at the line. Her first foul shot is no good. And the second one is coming. 1:27 to go here in this fourth quarter. McGibbon steps back in and hits it. So McGibbon has 4. Walton has a 47-39 advantage with a 1:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Sales for UV. Goes to the high post for York. Now to Jaden Schrag. They've been stuck on 39 for quite a while, but now here's a steal on defense by Gransbury. Gransbury does the wise thing and pulls it back out with 1:05 to go. And now a reach-in foul on Cadence York is going to send Jacqueline Gransbury to the line. Gransbury with 26 points. Looking to put the bow on this one here tonight for the Walton Warriors. So Gransbury will step in. The newest member of the Walton 1000 Career Point Club. She's got 27 right now. She needed 18 coming into the game. And she got that in pretty quick fashion. Gransbury's second shot, no. Rebound here for York. And so with 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter, it's Walton girls leading 48-39 over UV on the road. Schrag, left side, pull-up jumper, buckled on the left side of the rim, wouldn't go down. Wally, a rebound, jump ball on that rebound. Possession arrow is going to give it back to UV. Sky, how frustrating is it as a coach when your team's getting those good looks and they just won't go down?
Unfortunately, it happens. It doesn't make it any less frustrating, but unfortunately it happens. A couple nights ago this week, that happened to my team. We scored 2 points in the fourth quarter, and it wasn't for anything other than, fortunately, shots weren't falling.
UV will look to get it in with Maddie Sales. They go to York at the top of the key. Down to 50 seconds left. The pass to the interior is taken away by, guess who, Gransbury from Walton.
And the thing is, for UV, they've done a great job rebounding. They've gotten good looks. It's just, unfortunately, sometimes that happens.
The ball just won't go in the rim here tonight as Gransbury gets tied up with Jaden Schrag with 37 seconds left. Going to be a foul here on Schrag, and so this will send Gransbury back to the line. tough call there, as it looked like Schrag was trying to get in clean. But we'll send Gransberry back to the line. Her first shot is good. Gransberry with 28 here tonight. So she's right on average. Pretty amazing through nine games that someone could be averaging 28 points. And they get 29 now for Gransberry. 50-39. Walton girls on top, as it looks like they'll put the icing on the cake on this one. Pass to the interior on the left low block for UV. They go to York. Little up and under. Her shot won't go. Rebound for Wally. Had her pocket picked. Ball is all over the place here. Finally comes back down to the low block. A missed shot here by UV. Rolls out of bounds and will stay with the Storm with 17 seconds left.
I really have been impressed with the way this UV team has fought all game, though, really. I mean, well, both teams. But as you said, UV's had a little bit of a tougher road in, and they've just really competed from start to finish tonight.
Yeah, they really have. It's now a steal on the inbounds pass. McGibbon will walk it across midcourt. And she'll count off the last couple of seconds as Walton will win 50-39 here on the road against UV. Jacqueline Gransberry with 1,000 career points. We'll be back. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Again, final score 50-39. Walton on top of UV on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Unadilla Valley. Our final score here tonight, the Walton girls defeating UV by a score of 50-39. Let's go through our scoring summary first. 29 points, a game high for Jacqueline Gransberry, 9 for Ava Coons, 4 for Makara McGibbon, 3 for Ella Beardsley, 2 apiece for Haven Merwin and Grace Wally, 1 for Eve Foster. On the other side for UV, 12 from Cadence York, 11 from Jaden Schrag, 6 from Natalie Crandall, 4 apiece from Maddie Sales and Cora Johnson, and 2 from Mariah Taylor. We got some Orange Crush here on the table. How appropriate. Do they bring this to all events?
I don't know. I haven't been to too many, but I can't say I was a part of it at all, being from, you know, working over in Walton, helping out with the football team, but...
Orange Crush, one of the best nicknames out there. Gotta love it. So that's our scoring summary tonight. And again, congratulations to Jacqueline Gransberry. Needed 18 points tonight coming in to join the 1,000 Career Point Club. She got it in the second quarter. She's the eighth player in school history and the fifth female. So her name's going to be up on that banner next time you go in the Walton gym. Huge achievement.
And, you know, we talked about before the game nerves or being nervous. And, you know, Coach Backus told me, you talked to her. She said 15 points in the first quarter would not show me that being an indication at all of being nervous. So.
Came right down, hit that opening jumper, got a couple steals, some layups. I mean,
the and ones. I mean, yeah. It was just, I didn't seem nervous.
No, neither did I. Let's get into our three awards. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank is always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Easy choice tonight, 29 and 1,000 Career Point Club for Jacqueline Gransbury from Walton. Maybe the easiest choice we've had all year.
I mean, if it's not, it's up there.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO and wish our local teams success this season. Let's go Cadence York. I know you could also give it to Jaden Schrag for UV. They were both really good, but as you said late in the broadcast, you know, York was doing a little bit of everything, scoring, defense, getting rebounds. I think we'll give her our defense award tonight.
And a ton of rebounds. I mean, really, it felt like a shot went up, whether it was her own or someone else's. She was just getting so many rebounds all game. So, yes, great pick there. And as you said, Schrock played a phenomenal game, too.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Ava Coons tonight, those three threes, the 9 points for Walton, really was the difference.
And that the last one she hit came at such a big moment of the game. I believe it was a one-point game at that time. Brings it back to a four-point game. That was a huge shot for Walton. They never looked back.
So those are our three awards here tonight. Gransbury and Coons from Walton and York from Unadilla Valley. So that's going to wrap it up here tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio. Sky, thank you for joining me. I truly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun to do this with you. And if, you know, you guys can write the check anytime soon. Like
and I am going to get to one of your JV games here soon. I just got to look at the schedule again because it's exciting. Those guys, hopefully, if things go well, could be future Franklin varsity guys back with their own program.
It's been a lot of fun this year. I got to be honest with you. It's been more fun than I even expected. So.
Good. Glad to hear that. So, all right, again, our final score here tonight, 50-39. The Walton girls are able to grind out a win here tonight on the road at UV. Jack Gransbury, a 1,000-point club here for the Walton Warriors. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
88 miles per hour.
You're going to see some serious
stuff. Gets serious.
Surely you can't be serious.
All the hits.
I am serious.
Only here.
Don't call me Shirley.
With three frequencies to serve you better. 100.9 and 92.3 FM, 1490 AM, and streaming live online at WCDOlive.com.
Take the long way. 'Cause I just wanna